From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette. It's Idaho Matters. Okay, so how many times have you heard us say, paint me a word picture, or describe what it looks like? Well, this time I just don't think I can do that. Try imagining a six-foot-high tortoise crawling along a rocky landscape, or maybe a pair of 12-foot-high bighorn sheep on a big screen who are playfully bumping heads on a very huge cliff. It's just a small part of the amazing nature scenes you'll see this weekend at the 7th Annual Les Bois Film Festival at Jump in downtown Boise. And here to try to describe it all of this lush, beautiful nature footage, is one of the festival organizers, Matt Podolsky. Welcome back to the show, Matt.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Okay, so I wasn't kidding. I was watching the trailer for this year's festival, and I just sat there with my mouth open. And each time another animal came on the screen, I was like, oh! And then there was just all this beautiful nature and cliffs and icebergs. And it's on the big screen, or it's going to be on the big screen, not on like your home TV. It's going to be beautiful. Tell me about like this tortoise. I saw this tortoise walking along. He's amazing. It's just incredible. What's the festival all about?
So yeah, the festival is focused on environmental issues and conservation, with definitely an emphasis on issues that are local to the Intermountain West region, or to Idaho. So we've got a number of films that are were produced right here in Idaho and that feature awesome Idaho wildlife and conservation issues that are relevant to this area. Yeah, that tortoise film that you mentioned comes from a film called Eco Hack, which is a really fascinating one about some of the conservation issues surrounding giant tortoises.
Wow. And there are bears, there's moose, bighorn sheep, fish. There's a ton of fish. Just all these great animals and all this great nature scenes. Beautiful, beautiful photography.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, each year that we've done the festival, these past 7 years, each year a theme sort of emerges, and it's different every year, and we can't plan it. It just depends on the films that are submitted, right? Because we do an open call for filmmakers each year, and we get lots and lots of films that are submitted, and then we have a selection committee that goes through and you know, has to make those really hard decisions about which films to accept into the festival. And this year, we had a whole bunch of films that were submitted about salmon conservation in the Pacific Northwest. And so we've got a number of films screening focused on that issue, which obviously is, I think, on the forefront of a lot of people's minds here in Idaho and in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, especially now with talk of dam breaching and other concerns. So there's also, aside from all these animals and fish, I saw in the trailer an avalanche on a road that just where this snow just comes down and eats a truck.
Yep.
That's amazing. And then there's a lot of shots of research. So it's not just pretty animals on the screen. There's a lot about research and what's going on in the natural world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, lots of, you know, important conservation issues and documenting the research that's going on to try to learn more about what's going on and to find solutions, right? A lot of these films, you know, conservation issues, it can be challenging to watch, right? I guess challenging from the perspective of, you know, these issues can be depressing, right? And so we're looking for films that show us that seed of hope and that, you know, and also inject some humor into these issues, right? You know, because I think it's important that we find ways to laugh. That film with the where you see the giant avalanche coming down is definitely, I think, going to be a really fun one called The Avalanche Hunter. A lot of really amazing research that is documented in these films.
Well, absolutely. And I saw a pair of bighorn sheep who were just kind of bumping heads in a good way, you know, in a nice,
right,
gentle way, I guess, for them. It wouldn't be for us, but... But you're right. Too often when we get films, especially about animals, it's usually a dire crisis and an extinction warning and that sort of thing. And so it's nice to hear that you're going to have some that are more hopeful.
Yeah, and you know, it's not to say that that the situation isn't dire, right? There are a lot of, you know, dire issues that are presented in these films. We've got films about climate change. We've got films about, you know, wildfire. So, you know, it's not to say that we're, you know, we don't want to present false hope, right?
Right.
But it's also very important for folks to understand that there are solutions to a lot of these issues, you know, especially if folks work together and people collaborate, organizations working with governments, working with individuals. A lot of these films highlight collaborative efforts that I think do present a hopeful message.
Well, and that's part of the whole point of the festival, not to just watch giant tortoises walking around on a big screen, but the hope behind this festival has always been to build a community around conservation, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I mean, I think that there are beneficial things that can come from just holding the festival and like bringing people together, all the folks that show up just because they're curious, you know, to learn about these issues, or maybe they just want to see, you know, those tortoises up on the big screen, which is super cool. I mean, you're learning about animal behavior and stuff in a lot of these films, as well as the conservation issues that are presented. But just by bringing people together, you know, from all different backgrounds who have an interest in these issues and these stories, amazing things can happen, right? I've certainly experienced that, you know, through attending film festivals and my work as a filmmaker. You know, you meet amazing people that you would never have a chance to interact with, and partnerships can be born at events like this.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like great fun and possibilities for so much more. We've been speaking with Matthew Podolsky, one of the founders of the Lebois Film Festival. It's the 7th annual. It's this Saturday. It's at Jump, correct, in downtown Boise?
Correct. At Jump, we've got a matinee program that starts at 1:30 and then an evening program at 6:30. They're all different films, so we encourage folks to come to both film programs.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Matt, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.